Proclamation number 7673, dated the August 14th, 1960. Warning about communicating with the beyond. It is my will that you should turn to me in heartfelt prayer before you make contact with spiritual beings, because it depends on this heartfelt prayer whether the contact with the spirit world will be beneficial for you. Heartfelt prayer protects you from beings who cannot benefit you since they are not yet enlightened themselves. But you yourselves do not know whether the souls of the deceased called by you have already entered the kingdom of light, for even if they confirm it, you cannot know whether their statements are credible. Hence you should approach such contacts with the spiritual world very cautiously, because you yourselves already have to be in a spiritual setting which deters all evil, so that nothing can touch you and you are only taken care of and taught by beings of light. Dealing with the souls of the deceased is always very dangerous because you humans do not know which sphere they occupy. Although such conduct is not a sin if you are motivated by your love for these souls, but you yourselves won't gain anything and are more likely to lose if you thereby come into contact with dark spheres and receive misguided teachings or messages which are not beneficial for your soul. Consequently, I strongly warn you against such dealings with the spiritual world for your own sakes. Irrespective of what you are told by this world, it will never match the profundity and wisdom of my word, which is transmitted to you humans by my love from above and conveyed to you by messengers of light, if you are not able to receive it from me directly. I myself want to be your friend and teacher, your brother, whom you can approach with any kind of question, be it earthly or spiritually. And I will always answer you if you desire it. I will tell you that you have to take the path to Jesus Christ if you want to achieve beatitude. And thus you yourselves should inform the souls of the dead to and direct them in thought to Him, who is everyone's Redeemer from sin and death. For even these souls will have to find Him first before they can be admitted into the kingdom of light. You cannot provide a greater service of love to these souls than to proclaim the gospel to them in thought, the divine teaching of love, which I preached myself in the man Jesus in order to show them the path of return to me, into the Father's house. You have to want to help the souls of the deceased, you have to give to them, and not accept instructions from them, irrespective of what kind they are. The knowledge about the future is withheld from you by me, thus you should not raise questions of this kind to them. However, you should always desire spiritual knowledge, but this cannot be given to you by these souls. Nevertheless, you can always ask Jesus Christ, the divine teacher. He will lovingly enlighten you and always call you to Himself to appeal to Him for forgiveness of sin, to follow Him, in order to be guided by Him into the kingdom of light and bliss. But without Him you cannot become blessed. You should remember this, and if it is your will to live in accordance with my will, then you will also live up to everything Jesus had taught on earth, what He expressed in His commandments of love for God and your neighbor, then you will live in love yourselves and recognize where light can be found. Then you will be able to discern the value of spiritual communications and endeavor only to contact the spiritual world of light, which can then transmit clarifying instructions to you. For you yourselves always determine the degree of light which you find yourselves in. But be warned that dealing with spiritual beings is dangerous if you do not know the degree of maturity of the souls you are questioning. Always remember that you should give to these souls, for they will all need your intercession in order to ascend, thus you should give it lovingly for their, as well as for your own, salvation of soul. And then you will receive as you have given. Amen.